Hi, I'm John Hilliard, an assistant editor with SearchDisasterRecovery.com. I'm speaking with Mark Stamer, president of Dragon Slayer Consulting, about the basics of bare metal restores. How's it going today, Mark?
Doing well, John. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let's get to it. Just to start with, can you just tell me a little bit about the difference between restoring from a local disk image versus a bare metal restore?
There's a lot of misconception about what bare metal restore is. People tend to misuse the term. And as you know in the question you asked, there is a huge difference between booting an image that's on an external storage system somewhere versus recovering and restoring a server from scratch. And so bare metal restore, what it means is I'm going to take a machine that is no software on it whatsoever and bring it to the state that it was in from the machine that crashed. Now, the problem with bare metal restore, generally speaking, is if the hardware is not identical, and I mean down to the manufacturer, microcode, BIOS, everything, it will not come up cleanly. And there are some vendors who do a pretty good job of stripping out old drivers and old microcode, but injecting the right ones can take time, and troubleshooting that takes time. It's almost better to load the OS and then do a state-level restore. It almost always takes less time than a bare metal restore, which is why more people have gone to the boot from external storage. And the reason that you do a boot from external storage, the driver issue will still exist to a point, but not nearly as much. And you can have more dissimilar hardware. But what's gone beyond that is not just booting a physical machine from a image of that machine, from a machine that failed, let's say, onto a different hardware platform. What's changed is more and more are moving to a physical to virtual kind of boot. So there are tools within VMware, ESX, that allow you to convert a physical image to a virtual image so that if the physical machine that image was taken from crashes, goes away, you can bring it up as a virtual machine on a different platform almost immediately, within minutes. And that's what people are really looking to do, is to, without having to troubleshoot, oh, I need this driver, I got to download that driver, or this one's not correct, or why am I not able to connect to this or that, or that printer, or that server, or whatever the case might be. You don't have to go through that, which is, again, why most people are doing a virtual boot of a failed physical machine when that occurs.
So does that mean that the physical to virtual is the most common kind of restore?
Well, physical to virtual or virtual to virtual, yes.
Mm-hmm. What are the specific challenges of doing physical to virtual, yeah?
You have to convert the physical image to a virtual one, which, again, VMware has tools that allow you to do that. I'm not aware, they may exist, but personally I'm not aware if they exist in Zen Server or Hyper-V. I don't think so, but they could. In general, once you have it in a virtual image, it's very simple to not restore, but bring it up so that you're up and running that much faster. The other is virtual to virtual booting, which is also very popular. Now, the one thing to bear in mind is most virtual servers require shared storage to use any of the advanced features. So it's built into the hypervisor to be able to do this, as far as bringing up a virtual image. If a machine running a virtual image crashes, it's very simple to bring it up on another machine. As far as the physical to virtual, again, it's very simple to do on the shared storage. So it's not necessarily a requirement to do this with backup software, though there are a number of backup software products that will do this as well.
We probably should take a step back here. Can you run through for me the different kinds of bare metal restore? We've talked a little bit about physical to physical and the physical to virtual. Just tell me a little bit about the options that are out there. And if you could you tell me, are there specific applications where a kind of restore would be more useful for certain kinds of users or certain kinds of data, if that would be applicable?
Well, the first thing I want to do is make sure that I'm clear what a bare metal restore is. Bare metal restore is taking a physical machine that has crashed and bringing it up on another physical machine. That's bare metal restore. By the very name, bare metal, makes it clear. Everything else is a remote boot or a separate boot from a shared storage system. Whether it be a virtual shared storage system, like a backup device, or whether it be a SAN or NAS storage system. So keep that in mind. So you have the physical to physical bare metal restore. You got the physical to virtual remote boot. You have the virtual to virtual remote boot. Now there's one more, which is called virtual to physical. That's a little bit different than almost always is simpler than physical to physical, but that's a variation of a bare metal restore, although very few people tend to use that technology. Typically, once you go virtual, you don't go back to physical, but there are times when you do. So now you look at what's best for everything. Typically, physical to virtual and virtual to virtual are the best of the four. Those are the types of things that can make your life a lot easier. And those will work with, again, shared storage or with software that runs as a backup or backup appliance or replication appliance that will enable you to boot those images, again, remote and bring it up and be able to operate.
Here's a question I like to ask when we talk about various kinds of DR technologies. How do you test it? How do you know it's going to work? Shy of actually setting fire to your data center or what have you and then trying out that way.
You can test it easily enough. You just basically don't boot up a physical server. Let's take that for the sake of argument. And then you want to run the VM image, the virtual image of it, from another physical machine. In other words, running, let's say, vSphere or Zen Server or Hyper-V and bring it up on a different machine. It's not that hard to do. It's a very simple test. Virtual to virtual is even a simpler test. And you can do it both locally and remotely. Remotely meaning over a wide area. It's a simple test to do. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It takes a little time, but it doesn't take a lot of effort.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks again for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Again, I'm John Hilliard, an assistant editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com. And for more information about DR technologies and tips and trends, visit our website. Thanks again for listening.